This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
We need to embrace the development to freedom. We need to bring our consciousness from lethargy and denial. We don't need to be preoccupied. We need to be focused. This is the time when we as humans have to awaken to our responsibility to be truthful, to stand up for what is right, to prosecute and punish the criminals that have infested our governments, our systems, our legal systems, our police systems, our business systems. Anything that's corrupt with criminals needs to be cleaned up, or we have no possibility of making society responsible. These are all growing and impacting upon the human society because of a lack of spiritual understanding and realization. If you actually understand that you're not this material body and that this material life that you're experiencing is a temporary phase in a long, long, long sojourn to realization, then you would not care so much about what's going on around this body, and you'd care a lot more about continuing on with your quest for self-realization, love of God. But everyone is being taught not to think that that's what's going on. Everyone is being taught that they're the body, that everyone's bodily entertainment, enjoyment, and fulfillment of the senses demands is life. I remember that statement by Frank Sinatra. He used to brag about, he who dies of the most toys wins. What an ass. Yet these are the type of things that are being propagated in our society. Totally stupid, misguided pieces of information to keep you from focusing on what is your best self-interest. What is actually going to make a difference in your conscious awareness and your contribution to humanity? What is going to help you on your long-term sojourn to full realized perfection in love of God? This Krishna consciousness movement has the astonishing potency contained in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which you'll hear in the background. This mantra emanates from the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. It is comprised of His transcendental names, and He has invested all of His transcendental potencies in those names, such that they have the ability to purify and uplift and inform any living entity, regardless of their position of awareness or contaminant perspective of life. The potency in the Maha Mantra is such that it is the universal solvent. It can penetrate anything, stone. It can penetrate anything and impact upon it in a positive fashion because it's made out of pure spiritual transcendental potencies. And those potencies are so far above everything material that nothing material can taint it. So this tool is being delivered to the human society on the Lord's decision that it's in the Vedic literature, protected by the followers of the Vedic literature, Vaishnavs, and propagated in what's known currently as the Hare Krishna movement. This movement has nothing to do with the normal conception of informing society. This is to do with awakening your lost consciousness, your forgotten consciousness, that you are on a very long journey and you've just temporarily taken this body. And everything that is to do with this body is not very important. It's simply the material predicament. And behind this, you're supposed to be working your way to cut free, not get entangled, cut free from this material conception of life. Everyone is trying to become the best consumer. Oh, if I get upset, I just shop and it all feels better. It's called denial, baby. It's not. advancing of the consciousness. This materialism is destroying the resources on the planet. It's destroying the minds and intelligence of the people. Misinformation is easily accepted to someone who has no focus. People do not know how to focus their consciousness. They don't even know how to identify when they're doing something right or wrong. And the Vedic knowledge says all of this, absolutely all of it, the right and the wrong, is all relative to the bodily experience. And you are not the body. So what is relative to you? And the answer is the entire Vedic literature is important to you, because it takes you out of this misconception and reaffirms, reinstalls your actual conscious eternal awareness. And when you get to that platform and then you evaluate your activities or your environment or the things that are going on, you get a completely different perspective, a completely different view and values and goals and morals. Because you're not caught up in the misconception that these material experiences and these material items have a permanent importance to you. They don't. If you stop and look, you don't need me to tell you that. Everybody goes and buys something, oh, this will make me happy, and after a few months, it's just sitting in the garage. You don't use it at all anymore, and you're still not happy. So you buy something else, and the cycle goes on and on and on and on. So we have this problem that can't be solved with material adjustment. So you need a spiritual master to teach you spiritual adjustment. The Vedic knowledge is that outline. It is the explanation. It is the path. It is the program. It is the whole textbook for reviving your spiritual consciousness and achieving perfection. This is another subject, actually. Many people say no one's perfect.
Nobody's perfect, Johnny. Don't worry about that mistake.
In this material world, you're right. Nobody and nothing is perfect. But we're not of this material world. We are eternal living entities who've come here temporarily. We must have a status that's removed from this material world whereby we are perfectly positioned. Being perfectly positioned in your true spiritual activity and identity is not achievable in this material world as a consumer. Mundane education, it's called. Mundane. Insignificant. It expires with the body. Just think, several hundred years ago, for you to be able to take care of yourself and get on with it, you had to know all about horses, because everybody used horses. You had to know all about growing your own food, propagating plants, maintaining things, because you didn't have city office buildings and stuff and stuff and stuff. Small percentage of people. Now, and then it became cars. Everybody had to know how to take care of your car. Oh, man, cars. Wow, what are those things? And then it became everybody's got one. Everybody's racing them, tricking them out. Pimp my ride. Now it's computers. Pimp my computer. No, I got a super hard drive and a processor and blah, 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 blah. So relative to the time or the era or the circumstances you're born into, there's information you need to work within that echelon of experience. But none of it is who you really are, because all of it is temporary and you're not temporary. So you need to be educated and informed what's really going on. This is called revival of your spiritual identity. And it doesn't matter if you lived 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 50 years ago, 1,000 years ago. This quest is still going on. It's not like horses versus cars versus computers versus something else. It is that science whereby you understand your true identity and your eternal relationship with the Lord and your eternal occupation. That's going on always. Behind the scenes, centuries, generations, permanently. Eternal living entities have an eternal occupation. And we've forgotten. Simply distracted. So many things, so much distraction, so many attractions that stop us from focusing on this overall long-term most important subject matter. Developing your self-realization, developing your love of God, acting as an eternal living entity, conscious of his eternal occupation, in a positive, beneficial contribution to life and in the service of the Lord. This isn't being propagated. So what's the result? Everybody's unhappy. If you have an eternal occupation, and when you're doing that occupation, you feel and you experience and you exist in a state of perfection, then anything else you do isn't going to add up, is it? It isn't going to make the grade. And that's what we have. We have a planet covered with human beings that are in denial that there is a serious long-term reason for living, and there is a serious investigation that should be being carried out, and that entertainment and enjoyment is not the goal of life. We have this innate understanding that there's more to life, and yet we don't go find out what it is. We expect that someday a program will come on and it'll tell us. They can't turn the TV off because of the mind control technologies in it, even though there's nothing on it. But we sit there with the hope that maybe a really neat program will come on and I'll feel, wow, that was satisfying. Wow, that made sense. Wow, that's encouraging. Nah. The television is under the control of people that don't want to give you that. They don't want intelligent, well-informed, conscious beings that are full of joy and happiness. No way. Because you'll immediately notice that everything else they put on the television is making you crazy. So the revival of our long-term consciousness and duty and responsibility and capabilities is far more the goal of life than entertainment and enjoyment. And entertainment and enjoyment is what everybody's seeking. They're not complaining. There's thousands of things that need to be complained about that the demonic leaders running this planet are doing to people and doing to the planet, contaminating the food and the water and the air and contaminating and killing millions and billions of plants and animals constantly, threatening the whole human species with contaminations and toxins, threatening everyone with debt, slavery. All of these things are threatening the existence of the humans on the planet. And everybody's gone, never mind. I'm not going to complain. If I complain, I might lose my pension. Or if I complain, I might not get this, or that might not happen, or I might not have enough customers, or I might not get an opportunity. Oh my God, living in denial and fear. And what happens? The demonic people in charge just keep pushing their agenda and taking your freedoms and taking your understanding and contaminating you with misconceptions and teaching you there is no right or wrong. There is no karmic reaction. There is no love of God. In fact, there is no God. And this is their method. They have to demonize all the good things to push their agenda, which is you depend on them. They want you dependent upon them, not dependent upon yourself and your eternal relationship with the eternal Lord. Oh, heaven forbid. The Vedic knowledge is doing the opposite. It's teaching you to wake up. It's teaching you how to handle your life. Train you up such that you can go on and you can propagate, control, maintain, and develop your life freely with your own free will. And you can positively inform and support and assist others such that they might take control of their lives and get a clearer understanding of their eternal occupation, just like you have. And this brings the consciousness of at least those two people up out of the misconceptions and mind control techniques that are being used on the masses. You need to pull up. You need to wake up. You need to see the illusions that are being imposed upon you and the corruption that is being imposed upon you and the lying and misinformation that is being imposed upon you so you won't reach your potential. The leaders of this planet do not want you to achieve your potential. The leaders of the Krishna Conscious Movement have sacrificed their lives to help you reach their potential, your potential. The spiritual masters in the Dasavik succession have worked for centuries to protect the Vedic literature so that it's delivered to you without adulteration so you can achieve perfection with this knowledge. There's nobody on this planet in the governmental organizations that really give a fig about you. So I mentioned this not long ago. This is one of the biggest illusions of society, that the government cares about the people's opinion. No, they don't. They haven't for a very long time. They make a show. They get on TV. We really care. You know, we really do, man. They make a show. But how do they act? They take away your freedom. They take away your rights. They take away your opportunities. They contaminate your mind and consciousness. So they say one thing and do another. Hypocrite. So we're living in a society that's run by hypocrites and cheaters and liars and fools. And you think that, I can just take it for granted that they're the authority. Absolutely not. This is blind following. The Vedic literature dismisses, condemns blind following from the very beginning. It repeatedly says that one should not be a blind follower. Any question that you have should be answered, because if it's a question that your intelligence can develop, there should be a greater intelligence that can answer it. And that greater intelligence is the supreme cause of all causes, the supreme personality of Godhead. Nothing is outside of his awareness understanding. So if you come to that true spiritual perspective, to where you're working with and surrendering to and serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no question should go unanswered. And there are pseudo-religions that say over and over and over and over and over, you just have to have faith. You don't need to know the answer to that question. You just have to have faith that I'm telling you it's true. The Vedic literature says the opposite. You should approach a spiritual master peacefully, humbly, render some simple service, and inquire, and continue to inquire. And the spiritual master will be satisfied with your inquiry. And the sincerity of your questions makes the spiritual master benevolent to you. And knowledge comes forth, direction, guidance, intuitive. Protected information coming directly down the chain of spiritual masters, the Dasavik succession, for your benefit. All you have to do is sincerely inquire. I want to know, why does this happen? I want to know, how is this under control? It seems so chaotic. I want to know this or that or the next thing. If there's serious questions, you will get a serious answer. That is the mercy of the Dasavik succession. That is the intention of the Vedic literature. That is why the whole thing is following on behind the chanting of the holy name, which wakes you from this sleeping condition imposed upon you by the body. You're not this material body, and the body is like a glove. It covers the hand and its operation. The body covers the living entity and its consciousness. Let alone all of the things that one living entity is imposing upon another living entity. Let alone all the external factors of misinformation and cheating, etc., etc. The body itself is the problem. And all of these things that we're discussing, they are impacted upon the body to try to influence you. The Vedic knowledge is here to reawaken you that you're not the body and let you just come out. You aren't imperfect. You aren't temporary. You aren't stupid. You are covered with something that is. And the Vedic knowledge prescribes the correction of that situation. The perspective change, the change of actions, the change of perspective. And this opportunity is there for anyone who actually is serious about understanding what is going on. It's supposed to be everyone in the human form of life is supposed to be questioning what is going on. Now we're down to the point that it'd be really good if just 10% of the people were awake and actually seriously contributing. A very few number of people are trying to ring the bell and awaken everyone to what is going on. Whether it's in the spiritual life, like the Krishna Consciousness Movement, or it's in the Truth Movement and alternative news and media and things of that variety, trying to fill you in with information they're restricting from you. Similarly, society is restricting you from the spiritual perspective that you are an eternal living entity with an eternal occupation in relationship to this eternal Supreme Lord. They're trying to negate that. They don't want you to know that. That's why this material life and the people that are running this material planet are called demonic. They're not helping you to reach your highest goals. They're trying to do everything they can to tell you there's no goal to reach. You've done it. You're on the couch. You got a beer in your hand. You're watching a big screen TV. It's your favorite show. Why? You've done it. You're there. Woo-hoo! No. This is mind control illusion. You must wake up from this. And the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the wake-up tool. That's what it is. It is an empowered sound vibration that frees you from misconceptions. Uplifts your consciousness. So take the opportunity, because it's right in front of you. Because you have free will, free time, and an opportunity right now. Take the opportunity. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Read the Vedic literature. Stop the nonsense. Never read the newspaper. Never read a magazine. Never watch the television set. They're all owned by one company, and they're all telling you the same crap. They're all meant to keep you from inquiring. They're meant to keep you distracted. And you, my fellow friend listeners, you are definitely distracted. You even have trouble listening to our program. Just 1 hour of a week. So this is the situation we're in. You must take control of your life. Turn to the Vedic literature for the support. Turn to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for the clarification, the purification. You will be happy. You will reach the highest levels. Transcendental perspective.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.